Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Business Writers Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton live from the Concourse Athletic Club. Stone, the event is hot and heavy.
Hey,
Jack Phillips is bartending now.
Jack's running around serving drinks, handing out hors d'oeuvres. He's harassing the paparazzi. We got a double decker here. We got two guests in this segment. We have Lativa Green with Lativa's Home Care. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we have Sherry Von Klitzing, MA. We'll find out what MA is here in just a moment. She's a realtor. And Sherry also has a very interesting coat of arms on her business card. We'll have to publish that on the website, I think. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Now, have both of you written books?
I have written a book.
All right,
You
got to lean in talk right at that
moment. Karaoke close.
Almost kissing it.
Yes, I wrote a book. This is Sherry, and I wrote The Expatriate's Guide to Atlanta, which came out in March.
Yes.
It's available on Amazon and Kindle.
Did you self-publish or did you conventionally publish?
I self-published.
Now, can you talk a little bit about why you decided to write a book?
Yes. I lived in Europe approximately 20 years, and when I was living in Vienna, Austria, I contributed to a similar book, so I can't say it's an original idea.
It's new to us.
That's right.
However, I saw Atlanta growing internationally, that book jumped out at me from my bookshelf, and I said, you know, I've always wanted to write a book.
Right.
This is going to be my first. So it's a guide for anybody moving from a different country into the Atlanta area. Just very practical things. It has a global moving checklist. It tells you how to get your driver's license. It talks about buying real estate or getting real estate financed here. Of course, I'm a...
Right, because those are some of the things that people don't really understand, right? They don't have the network that somebody else would have that's from America, even.
That's right.
Right? It could be what kind of schools, where's the good international schools.
That's right.
Right. And a lot of the different countries, they have their own little kind of areas around town that they hang out in.
That's right. That's right. So all of that is addressed in my book.
Wow. So that must have been fun to research.
Yes, it was. Took a while, but I pieced some things together.
I want to help the next edition when you do the restaurants to pick the best restaurants.
Yeah. Well, we'll tag along. We'll bring microphones.
Atlanta Magazine does a good job of that, but maybe I'll do it myself if there could be a few freebies in there for me.
So tell us about the impact on your business. Has it helped you grow your business? Has it helped you reach out, connect with people, build those relationships?
Yes. It helps me. For example, I network with a lot of the international organizations in town, and it kind of gives me the raison d'etre, so a reason for being there.
Yeah, Lee didn't know what that meant.
Thanks for telling me.
Justifying my existence in the international community. That's what it does.
And that's a great way to, instead of a business card, you're giving them something that's practical and that they can use every day.
That's helpful, yes. Right?
They keep that around, I bet.
Even other real estate agents could offer that as a gift or a guide for anybody they're helping from a different country.
So do you have any examples you can share of people using it and you getting business from it yet?
I haven't gotten any business from it. However, I do know a lot of copies have been bought in different countries.
Uh-huh.
So
that's good.
Yeah. And I haven't really done any publicizing of it because I'm working on my social media presence, and I just kind of wanted to get that all in place to go along with that image or brand.
Now, can you talk about the actual writing of the book? Was it difficult for you to sit down and carve out the time and, you know, make it happen?
Yes. Yes, and so I started with an outline, and I would fill in. You know, I would complete every topic.
Right.
And yes, I would. You know, even if I were tired and it was 11 o'clock at night, I would do my. Okay, this is what I have to do before I go to bed.
Did you commit to so many words per day, or like a chapter a week, or how did you?
I handled it topic by topic to complete. Once I did the research, then it was pretty much a go.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, and then once you got it all put together, you have to go through and edit.
Did you do the editing too, or you hired an editor?
Well, I asked some people that would be familiar with the area to edit it, some expats.
Wow. Weren't you tempted to just say, just tell me you like it, or did you want the brutal feedback?
No, I wanted the feedback, because if it was going out, then it needed to be right. And it needed to incorporate as much as possible. Maybe I had forgotten to include a certain type of store that here we shop,
or right.
You know, a favorite of somebody's that I didn't know about. So it was very helpful to have other people read it.
But it's a marvelous idea, because you just know this is going to have a tremendous impact on your business. It gives you a level of credibility. It allows you the foundation for a genuine relationship, because you're serving first.
Yes.
And Lee, instantly, she speaks French, German, and realtor.
And realtor, too. Wow.
That's right. All right, well, stay here with us for a moment. We're going to leave your mic open. I also want to bring into the conversation Lativa. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
Lativa Green, you're an author as well, and you're a healthcare administrator with Lativa's Home Care. Now, this is this non-medical home health care?
Yes, this is actually non-medical. Uh-huh. We have 3 locations in 3 different states.
Oh, wow.
Next year, I will be a doctor of healthcare administrator, and my dad is a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
So what we do is, right now with this book that we're in the midst of writing, we want to actually help people start up their own home healthcare companies.
Ah.
And we noticed that a lot of individuals are going to consultants or going to individuals, but they're charging them like $50K to $100K to actually get into the business. So we wanted to come out to with a book, which is a guide to actually guide them through.
And then what are some of the chapters? Have you gotten that far?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the chapters was actually assisting a client that has dementia and Alzheimer's with proper care. The second chapter was also training the CNA, the LPN, and the RN correctly to actually handle the clients as well. So we have different chapters as well.
So now the book is geared to the person who's considering doing this as a career?
Yes.
So it's not for the person that is the family member to hire someone?
No, well, we actually have an educational piece in there for the family member to actually hire someone
to know if they're good or not. Or
yes, to look qualified. At their expertise.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, where are we in the process? Have we written a book? We're in the process of writing the book?
We're in the process of writing the book.
Well, mm-hmm. What a marvelous event for you to attend, right?
Yeah,
have
I know.
Have you met Patty and Jack?
No.
All right, so they've written 100 books. They've written over 100 books.
Yeah, these guys have cracked the code. They know how to get it done. They know how to get your query letter done. They know how to get your book proposal done. Believe me, they know how to get published. And they're very well connected with a great many experts that know how to help you pursue the self-publishing route.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we definitely need to get you connected with them. So what is it that compelled you, your father, to stay in this arena and focus on this arena? I get the sense that there's something that really drives you internally about this.
It's actually a passion. You know, I've been doing this since I was 18 years old. I'm 26 now. So it's really a passion to really have that passion for the elderly, the senior citizens, the dementia, Alzheimer's. You'd be surprised what these individuals go through without having the help with their family members, because a lot of their family members work.
Well, and we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite there yet with mine. Lee, you're getting closer.
My dad's 91.
Wow.
Right? And I mean, and there's more and more of us. That market's only going to get bigger. We need the help. I mean, let's face it. We need the help.
That's true.
It's good that you two are getting connected, because, you know, people want to know where are the good schools. But I tell you, people my age, if we're moving, I'm going to ask questions about, you know, home health care. And if you have a resource like a Lativa to tell me about. So it's good that the two of you guys are getting connected.
Yes.
So now when writing the book, is that a hard process? Like, you know, the actual sitting down and being disciplined to write it, you know?
I think it's hard because, you know, due to the fact that I'm still in school and running these other businesses, you know, being the manager and everything, the director over it, it's very hard to really sit down and stay focused on, you know, really writing the book. It takes a lot of time and passion as well to actually have everything outlined right and correctly.
So how do you do that? You just
well, what
wake
I
up
do
early
is,
every morning?
Well,
no.
What I do is when I have free time, I do, you know, write, put it on the side, and then I have my dad review it. and then he'll add things on there. So like I said, we're in the midst of it. We haven't actually written it and put it out there yet.
But you got the outline done.
Yes, we have the outline done.
So now you got to do the work and put all the words on paper.
Can you imagine, though, Max asking you to edit his book or Katie to ask me to edit her? Never going to happen. You guys must have a unique relationship.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, listen, we got to have you both guys, both of you, we got to have you in the studio and have a more in-depth conversation about this. But I'm so glad you came by and visited us with us this evening. Before we wrap, though, from each of you, and I'll start with you, Sherry, a piece of advice, if you will, since you've kind of been through the process. For our aspiring writers, something that might save them a little pain, a little heartache, or maybe give them a leg up in this whole process of writing a book, bringing it to market, and building or strengthening your business around. Anything you might have to offer in that regard?
I believe very strongly in setting goals, and once I had the idea, which took me probably 20 years to come up with, once you have the idea, then make an outline and put it on a timetable. I believe that if you make it smart, you know, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and put a timeline on it, that's really what drove me to get it done.
Right. And then you just, once you have the timeline, then you got stuff that's got
to
get done.
You got to stick to it.
That's right.
And then you can be Latifah's accountability partner.
That's right.
That?
I like that. Sherry, if people want to learn more about you and your work in realty, what's the best way for them to connect with you? An email address,
phone
number,
website?
That kind of thing?
Certainly, I have a website. It's my name, www.sherry-vaughn-klitzing, klitzing.com. And you can also look me up on Amazon. I have an author's page on Amazon, as well as you can order my books.
Good stuff. And Latifah's?
Yes, you can actually go to my website at www.latifah, L-A-T-I-V as in Victory, A-H-S-V-C.com.
Well, ladies, thank you both again for joining
us
this evening.
Us.
And in all sincerity, we want you in the studio. We want to talk this through some more. We want to get you with Jack and Patty. Keep up the good work.
We'd love to. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the Business Writers Mixer at the Concourse Athletic Club.